Sometimes when they run, it is not believable. And even when the run is done and obviously happened, it is still not believable. On a run once when it was a perfect temperature for running, 20 below, cold enough for the dogs to run cool but not so bitterly cold as to freeze anything exposed, I thought I would just let them go and see what they wanted to do. I wouldn't say a word, wouldn't do anything but stand on the back of the sled, unless a booty or a quick snack was needed. I'd let them run at an easy lope. I thought I would let them go until they wanted to stop, and then only run that way from then on, and they ran to some primitive instinct, coursed and ran for 17 hours without a let-up. 175 miles. And they didn't pant, they weren't tired, could have done it again. I nearly froze, just a piece of meat on the back of the sled, but they ran and ran into a kind of glory, and even now I can't quite believe it. The second incident with fire was much the same. Something from another world, another time. It happened, but is not quite believable. We had run long in a day, 150 miles, with an adult team in good shape. The terrain had been rough, with many moguls, mounds of snow, that made the sled bounce on the trail. I had taken a beating all day, and I was whipped. I made beds and fed the dogs and built up a large fire. It had been a classic run, but I was ready for sleep. It was nearly 30 below when I crawled into the sleeping bag. I was just going to sleep, with my eyes heavy and the warmth from the fire in my face, when the dogs started an incredible uproar. I opened my eyes and there was a deer standing right across the fire from me. A doe, fairly large, more than a year old, standing rigid, staring at me straight on in the face across the fire. She was absolutely petrified with terror. At first I thought she had somehow blundered into the camp and run past the dogs to the fire. But she hung there, staring at me, her ears rotating with the noise of the dogs around her. She did not run and still did not run, and I thought she must be a medicine doe sent to me, a spirit doe, come in a dream to tell me something. Then I saw the others. Out, perhaps 30 yards or so beyond the camp area, but close enough for the fire to shine in their eyes, the others. The wolves. There was a pack of brush wolves, and they had been chasing her. I couldn't tell the number, maybe 5 or 6. They kept moving in agitation. It was hard to pin them down, but they were very clearly reluctant to let her go, although they were absolutely clearly afraid of me and being close to me. Unlike timber wolves, brush wolves are not endangered, not protected, and are trapped heavily. We were most definitely the enemy, and they worried at seeing me. And when I saw them, I looked back at the doe and could see that she was blown. Her mouth hung open and spit smeared down both sides with some blood in it. They must have been close to getting her when she ran to the camp. And the fire. She must have smelled her death to make the decision she made. To run through the circle of dogs toward the fire and the man was a mad gamble. A gamble that I wasn't a deer hunter, that the dogs weren't loose or they would have been on her like the wolves, that somehow it would be better here. All those choices to make it a dead, frantic run at night with the wolves pulling at her. This time it had worked. I sat up, half raised, afraid to move lest she panic and run back into the wolves. I had more wood next to the sled, and I slowly put a couple of pieces on the fire and leaned back again. The wolves were very nervous now, and they moved away when I put the wood in the fire, but the doe stayed nearby for a long time, so long that some of the dogs actually went back to lying down and sleeping. She did not relax. Her body was locked in fear and ready to fly at the slightest wrong move. But she stayed and watched me, watched the fire until the wolves were well gone and her sides were no longer heaving with hard breathing. She kept her eye on me, her ears on the dogs. Her nostrils flared as she smelled me in the fire, and when she was ready, perhaps in an hour, but it seemed like much more, she wheeled, flashed her white tail at me, and disappeared. The dogs exploded into noise again when she ran away. Then we settled back to watching the fire until sleep took us. I would have thought it all a dream, except that her tracks and the tracks of the wolves were there in the morning.